Welcome to the Washington Page. I'm Sally Hart, on the one to count on for today's news and local information, KCII. On today's program, I continue my conversation with Katrina Altenhofen, talking about the importance of car seat safety in the winter. This is part two of a two-part interview. Talking about kids and their coats, how old does the child need to be, or how big does the child need to be before this isn't a concern?
Well, when they can sit in the regular seatbelt system, then it isn't as much of a concern, because like you and I, we wear our winter coats. Katrina, we don't take those off and put them on backwards when we sit into the vehicle. Well, that's because our seatbelt system harnesses us in. It has what's called an emergency locking retractor. It allows you freedom of movement, do whatever you want, but then the seatbelt ratchets us up to us and snugs us in at the minute of a crash impact. So once they can do that, that's great. With a child safety seat, they don't have that luxury. Those internal harnesses do not have a retractor system that will cinch up and snug upon those crash forces.
So any child that's in any sort of booster seat needs to...
If they're in a booster seat that uses the restraint system, the seatbelt system of the vehicle, then they're fine. But if they're in a booster seat that uses any type of internal harness, any type of child safety seat that uses an internal harness, you need to put that coat on backwards after you get, you know, the child strapped in with the harnesses and that, or leave the coat off and have a big heavy blanket over them until you get to your destination.
And this time of year, a lot of folks are spending time with grandparents. Do you get a chance to get this message out to grandparents?
Only if the grandparent is actually a provider, a child care provider, do they actually seek out our help. And it's amazing that how many folks will go, well, I don't need to go to a child safety seat checkup event. I know how to put it's a car seat, for heaven's sakes. I know how to do that. And it is amazing, 4 out of 5 individuals, and that statistic has not changed since I started the program back in 97, do not put their child in a child restraint the appropriate way. There are plenty of places they can go to. I love the internet. Google child passenger safety seats, and you will get our state's website, which is housed at Blank Children's Hospital. You'll get a guide to the child law as well as best practices. Then you also can look and see in Google where AAA has guidelines in every state. Because if you're traveling for any type of holiday or traveling at all, you should know what the booster seat laws especially are in every single state, because they are different.
And it could just be a neighboring state. It could be Nebraska or Wisconsin or Illinois.
Correct. So if you're heading to the Quad Cities and you want to go over to Moline, their child passenger safety seat laws could be different than what ours. And same way traveling down to Illinois or whatever. So it behooves you to know. Now, is a law enforcement officer going to cite you when you don't know? Probably not. They're probably going to educate you. But it's nice to be educated prior to the trip. The other thing is we are packing that car full of everything because we're headed to grandma's house, or our grandma's going to pack us full. I can remember heading down to southern Illinois and everything was packed to the rooftop. Realize that anything that isn't tied down goes flying in the vent of the crash. The simple method is to think wait time speed. So if I'm wrapped up a toolbox that I'm taking to grandpa, that toolbox, the weight of it times 30 miles an hour, 40 miles, 50 miles an hour, is the amount of crash forces that'll come flying at you and your child in the event of a crash.
So they really need to be in the trunk.
They need to be cargo in the cargo area, people in the people area. So whether it's a trunk or it's a back end of an SUV or a van, there is a clear-cut cargo area for them, plus clear-cut cargo nets that you can purchase that keeps that cargo down and not a flying object.
And again, can you remind us of where people can check some of these things out online?
You bet. You can Google Iowa Child Passenger Safety Seat Laws, and that'll pop up our state website, which is housed at Blank Children's Hospital. It'll also give you a guide to our Iowa Child Restraint Law and best practices. You'll also see on that Google, if you do a Google search, it'll talk about the child safety seat laws throughout the United States. So for us in the state of Iowa, our state child safety seat information and everything is housed at Blank Children's Hospital.
That's been today's Washington Page with Katrina Altenhofen. This is part two of a two-part interview. Find the first part of our conversation at kciiradio.com. I'm Sally Hart with KCII News.